Hello, everyone. Today, I have a title page from a book owned by the late Elvis Presley. The title of the book is The Life of Christ and was written by Giuseppe Ricciotti. Elvis gave the book as a gift to one of his housekeepers at Graceland. Her name is Pauline Nicholson, and she started working for the Presley family at Graceland in the 1960s. Pauline was the person that made Elvis his favorite fried sandwich of peanut butter, banana, and bacon. She continued cooking for the Presley family after Elvis's death. She also looked after Elvis and Priscilla's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. What happened here is that Pauline put this book up for auction. Someone purchased the book and began to offer pages of the book for sale, individual pages. All of the available pages were purchased quickly by collectors, but for some reason, no one seemed to be interested in the title page. Now, that was fine with me because title pages are usually all that I'm interested in. I especially enjoy matching title pages from the book of Genesis to the associated title pages from Revelation, and I do this with Bibles throughout history. If I flip this page over, you'll see a few items that I've added to the reverse side. One is a small snippet from this same book, this time underlined by Elvis for emphasis. Let me see if I can magnify this a little bit so that you can get a closer look. These underlined snippets were cut from pages and offered for sale, as you see here. I was very fortunate and blessed to be able to add a piece of Christian-based Elvis Presley memorabilia to the collection. I know I've sat many times with this page thinking of how Elvis would also be sitting, many years ago, of course, reading the very book that this title page is from. Somewhere I have the official paperwork that goes along with this page, and it's a copy of the signed letter of authenticity from Ms. Nichols herself. I have a small reproduction of it on the reverse of this page, but it's too small for me to read anymore. In closing, let me say that Elvis won all of his Grammy Awards in gospel categories. Now, not many people know that. He took home the Best Inspirational Performance category for 1972. 2 years later, he won that category once again for a live version of How Great Thou Art. This is Frank DeFreitas, and may God bless you today and every day. And remember to always love others, just as Jesus Christ loves you.